escalating. Let's get to the people, shall we? What's your concern level?
At least he touched home plate.
Okay, then. We'll go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
How hey, are Drew? You, pal?
Great topic. Not so good, Mike, Enrico, and the boys in the glass. Listen, I'm in a 10, man. I got to be honest with you because I don't want to sound like a Nostradamus or anything here, but I called this about 3 or 4 weeks ago when they started playing basically 500 ball. And the way they were winning games was, it looked to me like smoke and mirrors. And there's so many holes on this team. They're taking on water faster than they can bail it out. And it's really, you know, it shows in the, and there's no life. I don't see any life on this team. And we only have one professional hitter. Thank God the Yankees gave up on Torres. We got somebody in it that can actually take a few pitches and get behind an account and come back and actually get on base. I mean, McKinstry's a nice guy, okay? Don't get me wrong. But he's playing, like you said, Mike, he's playing above himself this year. When's he going to come back there? He's starting to right now. I mean, these guys played above themselves. I think this is why nobody was really high on them winning the division starting the season. They were saying it was a playoff team, possibly. But, you know, I just, there's so many holes. What's Harris really going to do? Is he going to make 4 or 5 moves to make this team better? I don't see that happening. I mean, I almost see, Mike, and I'm going to probably get blasted for this one.
Go ahead.
I almost see him going the other way and getting rid of Scooble and getting a mountain of stuff back and saying, here we go.
No, let's do this the right way.
I know we won't do it, but I just don't know, man.
Drew, I'm more to the Stan Pat. I think he'll say, you know what? We can win with these guys. I believe in my guys. I couldn't even imagine that press conference of saying that. That's you couldn't even do it Friday at 5:30. It'd be like, what? What is you did? You know, what?
One more thing, guys. The thing that scares me most about this team is their best hitter leads the league in strikeouts.
So let me read something to you guys. And look, Drew, I'll ignore the Scooble thing. I know you're emotional right now. Here's what Bleacher Report wrote about the pursuit of Eugenio Suarez. He had 18 home runs last 32 games, an over 1,200 OPS. Now, here's the problem. You must remember something. Suarez is awful at third base, defensively. Over his career, do you know what his defensive runs saved number is?
No.
A negative 21. Okay, so a league average third baseman simply would have prevented 21 more runs. That's before you get to elite third baseman, who would probably be a plus 20.
Right.
Okay, that he's bad. But he's a hammer.
He's your bat.
Now, here's what they say. Why it's a fit for the Tigers. In all fairness to Zach McKinstry, he was just named an all-star. And my computer almost exploded. All right, here we go. He was just named an all-star, and third base has been his primary home. However, the 30-year-old is more of a utility guy than a proper third baseman, though, and the one way you can tell is he's a -4 defensive run saved at the hot corner this season. He also has a 709 OPS as a third baseman compared to his 804 overall. Beyond the more specific fit, there's how Suarez would fit into Detroit. He would essentially October-proof the Tigers lineup, which needs a big bopper to help Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson. As the Tigers are still early in the contention cycle, there's a question of whether they would be prioritizing controllable players over rentals. But in a market like this, beggars can't be choosers. So here is what they would have to trade. To me, this would be a no-brainer. To me. That doesn't mean I'm Scott Harris. Tigers get Suarez, Diamondbacks get Jaden Hamm, Tigers' number 5 prospect, and right-handed pitcher, Rico's guy, Troy Melton. I do the deal. That doesn't involve Lorenzo. It doesn't involve Briseno. It doesn't involve Rainier. And Lord knows there's no one available that would ever involve Clark or McGonagall. If that is the asking price, we don't know that it is. Yeah. I would just do it.
Yeah.
I'd say F it.
Absolutely. You know. Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize the defensive numbers. I guess if you combined him with Parker Meadows, you'd have a great MLB player.
Yeah, and again, here's the thing. Reports today, the Mariners are all in on getting him back. So now the Mariners want him. The Brewers want him. The Cubs want him. The Yankees want him. The Tigers want him. So this is where it becomes an issue. Mm-hmm. You can write something on paper and it makes for a great article.
So this could be, it could end up like the Bregman where all of a sudden you're like, wow, that was the deal that was on the table and he turned that down. So yeah, the team, Arizona could be offered a ton of deals.
Correct.
And you may be one of them, but they may pass and take the next deal. So that's why I say eventually he's got to land one of these.
Let's go to Alan, 97.1. Alan, how you doing, bud?
I'm okay. How about you guys? Well, is the question of level of concern winning the division or making a World Series run? Because if it's winning the division, I'm a four. If it's a World Series run, I was concerned when they had the best record in baseball. So now it's, you know, high single digits. You know, it's, I mean, Zach McKinstry, here's what's frightening.
Yeah.
Is if he's not one of the 10 best players on the team, he's one of the 15. They have a lot of holes. I don't think they're going to get Suarez. Even if they could, as much of a hole, as much as they need a right-handed bat, they've got to fix the pitching staff, especially the back end of the bullpen.
Oh, listen, so, Alan, I'm with you, and I agree with Rico, too. It's not a one-move thing. I've wanted a right-handed bat and a high-leverage reliever. They have the pieces to do it, and they have a little bit of redundancy both at the major league level with left-handed hitting and the minor league level with two hit-first catching prospects. You have the ability to make some moves. Alan, if they were able to get Suarez and then, here again, just because they just played the team, David Bednar. Well, now all of a sudden I feel like, you know what, those two go a long way in fixing what we need. But, Alan, let me ask you this. At what point in this town is a GM going to show some urgency?
I hear you. Well, no, we're going to learn at the trade deadline whether they think they're – we're going to find out if they believe they're a World Series contender.
Yeah.
Because if they don't make a move that looks like they have a reasonable shot based on having the best run early on and having Scooble and having Hinch as a manager, then they're saying the earliest we can make World Series run – is when McGonagall and whatever top prospects we have come up, if they actually make it up in our stars. So yeah, we're going to find out.
Yeah, and Alan, that's what I like about things like the trade deadline. You're right. It's a litmus test. Show me. Don't talk about it. Be about it. And my issue, and I'm not taking this out on Scott Harris or the Tigers. This is comprehensively. Steve Yzerman, Scott Harris, Brad Holmes, and whatever Steve Yzerman does by day. Is anyone going to show a sign of urgency here? You know, you got a team in a Super Bowl window, no urgency. You got a team who's one of the great turnaround stories in the league in hoops in a wide open East, no urgency. And now you have the Tigers to the main stage. They're playing your song.
Right.
You've lost 9 out of 10. You got a great shot in a year. There doesn't seem to be a dominant team. Show me.
It's as if all four teams have a plan and they don't want to deviate from their plan. Sometimes plans are meant to be changed, upgraded. You change it on the fly. But you know what? We said we're going to do it this way. Stay the course. That's what it feels like. The Detroit stay the courses.
Did you just say horses?
I said courses.
I heard horses. 248-539-9797. Come on, I've held it together.